Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Yotes, and we will begin 9 lines from the top of daf Kuf Yotes Amar Aleph. V'shahoye b'chor noitel shnei chalokim. So, continuing along in the sugyas and perikei shnoichu, in the next few days, we're actually going to have a lot of divrei agada, a lot of hashtag really nice dafin, a lot of lighter dafin. I think we earned it after 118 blot of Masechtas Bava Basra. But for today, the topic is still the story of the Bnei Tzlafcha. So just a little bit of a recap, a little bit of akdama. The Iker Parsha, the Bnei Tzlafcha, is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says, Vatikravna Bnei Tzlafcha, the daughters of Bnei Tzlafcha, Ben Chefer, Ben Gilov, Ben Macher, Ben Menashe, L'mishpachos Menashe Ben Yosef. So the daughters of Tzlafchad, and the Torah goes on and tells us the entire Yichas brief of these Bnei Tzlafchad. So they were daughters of Tzlafchad. Tzlafchad was the son of Chefer. Chefer was the son of Gilad. Gilad was the son of Macher. Macher was the son of Menashe. Menashe, of course, was the son of Yosef. Ve'elu Shmois Ben Yosef says the Torah, Machle, Noya, Chaglo, Milka, Vesirza. So why did they go to Moshe? V'atamoyd, V'lefnei Moshe, V'lefnei Elazar, Akoyim, V'lefnei Amasim, V'cholo, Eda, Pesach, Moyed, Leymar. Avinu Meis Ba'midbar. Her father, Tzlafchad, died in the Midbar. V'hu lo yhoye b'toycha Eda, Hanayodim al Hashem ba'adas karech. And by the way, they tell Moshe that our father didn't die because he was a member of the Adas Korach. Ki b'chetoy meis, he died because of natural causes. Ubanim lehoy ulai, he didn't have any sons. He left over us, his 5 daughters. And they were under the impression that being that he didn't have any sons, all he had was daughters, they had no way to yarshin what was supposed to be his chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, they came with a taina. The taina was, Lama yigar Hashem avinu mitaych mishpachtoi. Why should our family lose out? Ki ein loy ben, just because he doesn't have a son. T'nolonu achuza b'taych achi avinu. Please give us a chelik within the achuza of our father. Yaakov Moshe es mishpat l'fnei Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu hears what they said, and he immediately goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he delivers their message, asking Hashem, so to speak, what am I supposed to do? I hear the taina. There are no sons. If there was a son, naturally the son would yarshin their father Tzlafchad. But there are 5 girls. Does a girl yarshin or does a girl not yarshin? At least that would seem to be the pashut pshat in the shaila that Moshe Rabbeinu presented. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe leimar, came bnei Tzlafchad doivrois the bnei Tzlafchad a tiny good nasoin titen lehem nachla b'teich achi aviem v'havarto es nachlas aviem lehem. You should give them the Yerusha that was Tzlafchad. Vel bnei Yisrael tadamer leimar, and then Hakadosh Baruch who goes on and gives Moshe Rabbeinu the entire parsha of Nachlis. So the parsha of Nachlis was said al yidei this taina of the Bnei Tzlafchad. We'll see in today's daf. The Gemara says that Ru'u Yehoisa parsha linasin. This parsha would have been here regardless. Elosh megalglin tzchus alidei zakai. The Bnei Tzlafchad, they were zakoyim, they were good people, and it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded them. He gave them a tzchus. The tzchus was that the ikka parsha of Nachlis was said al yodan. One theme that's going to be clear in today's Gemara, that the Bnei Tzlafchad were Noshim Chashuva is Adma Ma'oid. The Gemara says that they were very smart. They knew how to darshan Psukhi HaTorah, as the Gemara is going to say. They were Tzadkaniyos. In fact, Rashi says it right in the beginning of the parsha, the Bnei Tzlafchad. Rashi asks, that why does the Torah have to emphasize and then re-emphasize that they were from the mishpach of Yosef? Atikravna Bnei Tzlafchad ben Chefer ben Gilad ben Macher ben Menashe lemishpachos Menashe ben Yosef. We know who Macher ben Menashe was. Macher ben Menashe ben Yosef. The Torah seems to be putting an exclamation mark that you want to know who the Bnei Tzlafchad were. They were descendants of Yosef Atzadik. Says Rashi, Lomo Nemar, Falikvar Nemar ben Menashe. It says already they're ben Menashe. If they're ben Menashe, then naturally I could do the arithmetic myself. They're lemishpachos Menashe ben Yosef. Elo loy melacha. Yosef chivev es haaretz. Yosef atzadik was a chivev tzion. Shenemar valisa metzas moisai. Yosef was passed away in Mitzrayim, but he made his family swear that one day they would take his bones and bring it into Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He was a chayvev tzion. Ubnoisav chavavu asa'aretz. So he was zoicha mida keneged mida, that he had descendants, great, 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 great granddaughters that were also chayvev tzion. Shenemat nolonu achuzah. So what was the motivation of Bnei Tzlafchad? They loved Eretz Yisrael so much, they wanted to own property in Eretz Yisrael. It came from a chiva that they had for Eretz Yisrael. Either way, the story of the Bnei Tzlafchad is shvach and shvach and shvach. We're going to see dvorim chashuvim ad l'ma'od regarding the Bnei Tzlafchad. Either way, so we're going to have some halacha, some agada, some interesting anecdotes all related to this topic of the Bnei Tzlafchad. Zok to Gemara. So Shahoya Bechar Neutel Shnei Chalokim. The Mishnah began when it introduced the Bnei Slavcha and Daf Kufta Zayin Amid Beis by saying Bnei Slavcha Notul Gimel Chalokim Benachlo. They took three portions in Eretz Yisrael. Chilek Aviyah. They took the chelik of their father Slavcha, whatever he was supposed to get, Shoyo im Yoytzei Mitzrayim, and that was the segue to a rather complicated sugya, Friday's daf, Shabbos's daf, whether Eretz Yisrael was divided LeYoytzei Mitzrayim or whether it was divided LeBoyei Oretz. But additionally, what they also took was V'chelkoi, the chelik that their father Slavcha was supposed to get im Achiv together with his brothers B'nichsei Chefer, because Slavcha's father Chefer was also from the Yoytzei Mitzrayim, so he also had a chelik. Now Chefer died, who Yarshin's Chefer? His sons. Tzlavchot was one of the sons. So Tzlavchot is given an egen amachotin. He had his own chelik. He was from the Yoytzei Mitzrayim. But Chefer, Tzlavchot's father, was from the Yoytzei Mitzrayim as well. Tzlavchot, Chefer's son, was one of his yarshim. So based on that, now the Bnois Tzlavchot were entitled to a second chelik. Their father's chelik that he's supposed to get for himself, and their father's chelik that the father got machmas the Yerusha from his own father. And by the way, said the Mishnah that Slavchot was Chefer's Bechar. As a result, he was entitled to Pishnayim. So three Chalakim. Number one, Slavchot's own Chalak, and the two Chalakim that Slavchot was going to get from their father Chefer. Why two Chalakim? Because he was a Bechar. And a Bechar gets Pishnayim. Why should Slavchot have gotten Pishnayim in Chefer's Chalak? Slavchot had never actually realized that profit. He had never actually taken possession of Chefer's Yerusha, because Chefer's Yerusha was Eretz Yisrael. Slavchot died in the Midbar. So they had never actually gotten into Eretz Yisrael. If they never got into Eretz Yisrael, all Slavchot had when Chefer died was Ro'oi. He had the potential of one day maybe getting. And even though ordinarily Yerusha goes b'ro'oi, you could yarshin even b'kever, but not a b'char, v'ein a b'char noit b'ro'oi, kibbe mochsik. So why should the Bnei Slavchot have been entitled to a pishnayim that Slavchot was going to get from Chefer? Being that Chefer never had it, Slavchot never had it, so it comes out that this is all ro'oi. Ro'oi, a b'char doesn't get b'ro'oi, he only gets b'mochsik. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, b'yisedei se'holim. When the Mishnah says that the Bnei Slavchot got Slavchot's Pishnayim, they didn't mean Pishnayim in Eretz Yisrael. Pishnayim in Eretz Yisrael, Slavchot couldn't get because Chefer never had it. So it was Roy. What it means is Pishnayim of some of the possessions that he left. In the Midbar, he also had things. The Achri Ken Yetzer Rechush Gadol. The Yidden left Mitzrayim with a Rechush Gadol. So he had a tent, he had cattle, maybe some investments, whatever he had in the Midbar. It was that. Slavchot got Pishnayim of, and that went over B'Yerusha to the Bnei Slavchot. Masiv Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says Bnei Slavchot not to Dalit Chalakim. So Rabbi Yehuda said that Bnei Slavchot didn't get three Chalakim, they get four Chalakim. Shenemar, Vayiplu Chavwe Menashe Asor. It's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. Now that pasuk over there is referring to the actual Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael. So you see clearly that when we say that the Bnei Slavchot got Slavchot Pishnayim in Chefer's possessions, it's not referring to some of the things that he left over in the Midbar. We're talking about Chevle Menashe. We're talking about the Yerusha Saaretz. So you see clearly that even though it was Ro'oi, still they got Pishnayim. Izoi Bazoi, Hadra Kushal Duchte. Why should they have been entitled to the Pishnayim of Slavchot? Slavchot himself didn't get Pishnayim, because Eina Bechar Neutel Pishnayim, Beroi, Kibbe Mochsik, Elam HaRabbah. Rabba said, Eretz Yisrael, Mochsik, Esiyo Yisoid, that we're quite familiar with at this point, and that is that it's not true that Eretz Yisrael was Roi, Klape, the Yoytze Mitzrayim. It was Mochsik. The Yoytze Mitzrayim had already inherited Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it was already Mochsik, Esiyo Me'aviseyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already given Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu. It already belonged to them, and it was going over B'Yerusha. It's not the pshat that when they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael, they were going to get Eretz Yisrael at that point. If so, all Chefer really had was an option. He had a schus at some point to enter Eretz Yisrael and acquired it. If that's the case, when he died, he left over something that was roi. And true, but that's not the way you have to view Eretz Yisrael from a halachic standpoint. Chefer already owned Eretz Yisrael. In fact, Avram Avinu already owned Eretz Yisrael. If they already owned Eretz Yisrael, it was considered muchzik, it wasn't considered roi, and it's for that reason the Bechor was able to be noitel pishnai. Meisvei, for eating tomorrow's natural. Rab Chitko. Rab Chitko said, Shimon Hashikmuni, Hayali Chavim Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It's a little nyon of the Yoimel. Shimon Hashikmuni was one of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidei. Makach, Hayy, Rabbi Shimon Hashikmuni Yoimel. And a flake that's always talking. Yidei, Hayy, Moish Rabbeinu, Shem Noi Slavchad, Yorish Hashem. Moish Rabbeinu knew that the Bnei Slavchad was supposed to Yarish him. Avalei, Hayy, Yoideya, Im Noitlois Chelik Bechoyra Im Lav. What he wasn't sure about was whether they were entitled to Slavchad Pishnayim in Chayfer's possessions or not. V'ru'uya ha'isa parshas nachlis likos of ayidei Moshe. And Shimon HaShikmuni used to continue and say that really the parshas nachlis should have been written like all the other parshas in the Torah. It has to come through a story with the Bnei Slavchad, Elosh HaZochu Bnei Slavchad. Bnei Slavchad was Zoycha v'nichtav al yadav. V'yidei ha'yu Moshe Rabbeinu, he continued and said, Sha'a Mekoshish b'miso, that the Mekoshish, the infamous Mekoshish was Chayv Miso. Incidentally, some say that the Mekoshish was Slavchad. Sh'nemar mechal aleo mois yumos. Avalo yoyu yadei be is a misa huyamas. He didn't know what misa. Veruya is for parashas mekoshesh sheti koyse vayde moshe. And really, the parasha of the mekoshesh could have been written like all the other parashas in the Torah. The mekoshesh was a mechal Shabbos. It's a shayla what malach it was. Torah could have said that if someone's mechal Shabbos, he's chayv skilo, just like it says all the other halachas in the Torah. Elosh and eschayev mekoshesh v'nichtav al yod lila metcha. And what's the point? What's the lesson that we take away from this? The Bnei Slavchad, who were Zakai, as we said in the intro, they were Zakoyim, they were Tzidkoniyos, they had this Chivas Tzion, they were Darshoniyos, they were very special people. As a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a schos that a parish in the Torah should be written through them. And in the converse, the Mekoshesh, who was a bad guy, he was a chayef. It was because of his chil Shabbos that Hashem wanted that a parshan, the Torah, megalgal and chayef, al yedei chayef. But what does this have to do with us? Says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that Eretz Yisrael was already muchzekes, may I say, it already belonged to the others. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's safek? What Shimon HaShikmuni say? Moshe Rabbeinu knew the ikar halacha that a daughter yarshins when there's no son. The ikar halacha that if there are no sons, that Moshe Rabbeinu never had a suffix. So what was the Vatikravna when he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says Vayakiv Moshe es Meshpatim Lufnei Hashem? He wasn't sure whether they're supposed to get Slavchot Pishnayim or they're not supposed to get Slavchot Pishnayim. Frek the Gemara, if it's so poshit that Eretz Yisrael is Muchsekesi, then it's poshit that they should get Pishnayim. Why not? If there's a Shaila of whether or not it's considered ra'oi or muchzik, so I understand what the shayla may have been. But you're telling me with a pshitus that Eretz Yisrael is muchzekesi. If Eretz Yisrael is muchzekesi, then there's no shayla. If Moshe Rabbeinu knows that a daughter yarshins when there's no son, and it's pashit that this is muchzik, it's not ra'oi, what exactly was the shayla? And for the Gemara, he gufa kam estap galei. You want to know what Moshe Rabbeinu's safik was? This shayla mamish, meaning, was Eretz Yisrael considered muchzekes? Was Eretz Yisrael not considered muchzekes? And it was based really on how to understand the pasuk in Parashas Va'era. The pasuk says, "V'nasati oiso lochem moirasha ani Hashem." The pasuk describes that one day the Yidden are going to enter Eretz Yisrael and they're going to yarish in Eretz Yisrael. But it's interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu was medayik the pasuk. It says it doesn't say Yerusha, it says Moirasha. Yerusha would suggest that they can inherit it. Moirasha sounds like they themselves are not going to inherit it. They're just going to give it over to the next door. And that was his shayla. His shayla was, Yerusha hi lochem yaviseichem. Is the pasuk saying, Yerusha hi, that it belongs to them? Really, then that they don't have it, and they're in fact never going to have it. They're going to die in the midbar. Who's going to have it is their descendants are going to enter Eretz Yisrael one day, and they're going to yashin it. So that's what threw him off. He wasn't sure. Upashtule, and he ended up saying, Trevayu, Yerushal Chem Yavisechem, Umayrishin Enam Yarshin. That at the end of the day, they have it. It's theirs now, but at the same time, it is Mayrasha because they weren't going to enter Eretz Yisrael. They themselves were never going to get it. So in Lomdis, they were Muchzik. Because it was already given to Avraham Avinu. So in Lomdis, it was theirs. But the Torah uses the word Mayrasha as a nevuah lera, that even though it's technically, halachically yours, but you're never physically going to have it. So that's this funny word, Mayrasha, that's being used, lerames, that even though in Lomdis it belonged to them, it already was in their mishpacha dating back to Avraham Avinu, but practically speaking, it was going to be Meirasha, because this was a Nevuah showing a remez that they weren't going to enter Eretz Yisrael. And says the Gemara, you find it in another pasuk. You say it in the Oz Yasha. And what's the pasuk saying? That the Yidden, right, we're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. But Tiviyei nu loy nemar. Ela Tiviyei moy. Melamed Rashi brings us in Chumash. They were saying Nevuah, kilo they themselves knew it wasn't Tiviyeinu. That even though they were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, Derech Shleishis Yomim, Chaf Iyar, but they were going to enter Eretz Yisrael. It was Nalaanan. They themselves weren't going to be the ones that were going to enter. It was going to happen 40 years later, and it was going to be all their descendants that were going to enter. And it was Merumez and Tiviyeinu, Visiteimai, the same exact remez, even Asati Yosem Lechem Meirasha, but not Meirasha in the sense that it's not theirs. Meirasha, really, it is theirs. Why is the Torah using the word Meirasha? Because they physically weren't the ones that were going to enter Eretz Yisrael. But Al-Kopanim says the Gemara that the reason the Bnei Slavcha got Pishnayim in Slavcha's Chelek is because Slavcha was entitled to Pishnayim in Chefer. And the Pishnayim that they got was in Eretz Yisrael. I ain't a Bechor Neutel Beroy to the Muchsek. It was Muchsek. Because Eretz Yisrael is Muchsek, you see. It already belongs to Avram Avinu, already had it. So they were considered Muchsek. I, Shimon Hashikmuni said that when Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Vayakriv Moshe es Mishpatam Lifnei Hashem, he's Mesopik, whether the Bnei, not Mesopik, whether the Bnei Slavcha are supposed to Yashin. What he's Mesopik in is whether they're supposed to get Pishnayim. Why is he Mesopik? If Eretz Yisrael is Muchsekesi and a Bechor gets Pishnayim and the Bnei Slavchad get the Yarshin Slavchad, so why? What's the tzadna? What's the angle that they shouldn't get Pishnayim? The Teretz is Hagufa Kamastapkalay. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure. Eretz Yisrael Muchsekesi? Is Eretz Yisrael not Muchsekes? And the Pshitus was, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. That's the Iker answer. Once we answer that, we have the whole parasha of Nachlois, but really, the shaila wasn't whether the Bnei Slavcha was supposed to yasha. The shaila was, ha-gufa, do we view Nichse Chefer as ra'ui, or do we view it as muchsik, l'may nafkemina, did Slavcha get Pishnayim b'Nichse Chefer? And as a result, will the Bnei Slavcha now be entitled just to one chelik in Slavcha's rights to Chefer, or will he get two because of the Pishnayim? Either way, just before we go weiter, speak out a few ha'aras regarding this Gemara. Number one, it's mashma in the Gemara, very, very clearly, that the parsha of Nachlois, although Moshe Rabbeinu knew it, but it wasn't said over at Har Sinai. When was the parsha of Nachlois said over? When the Bnei Slavchad came with a taina, they said, Lama Yigara, why in the world should our father lose out because of the fact that he doesn't have a son? Vayakrev Moshe es mishpatam lifnei Hashem. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe lemer, kem Bnei Slavchad davros, v'al Bnei Yisrael tedaber lemer, ish kiyomus, uvein ein loy. It sounds like that the parsha of Nachlois was not said on Har Sinai. It sounds like the parsha of Nachlois was said as a response to the Bnei Slavchad. Doesn't make sense. How does it stem with Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Bahar that all the mitzvahs, Kol Yisrael, Uprateisel, Vidiktukel, were all said in Sinai? But in general, we all know all the mitzvahs, everything, Kol Masha Talmud, Vasek, Asad, Lechandish, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, was told to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai. And here you have a whole parasha in the Torah that wasn't said to Moshe Rabbeinu. And to add injury to insult, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, that if you look in the Psukim, it's very clear that when did the story of the Bnei Slavchad happen? It happened right before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. At the end of the 40 years that they were already in the Midbar. How does the Rechaim know that? He knows that because the Pasuk says that the Bnei Slavchad came and they presented the Shiloh not only to Moshe Rabbeinu, but to Moidna Lefnei Moshe, V'lefnei Elazar HaKoyen, V'lefnei HaNesiyim, V'chol Ha'eda Pesach Oyel Moyed Leimar. Freak the Rechaim, where's the Haran? They brought it to Moshe and Elazar? Sounds like Elazar was the Kohen Gadol. It should have been Lefnei Moshe v'Aharon, and maybe Elazar v'Lefnei HaNesiyim. So Dr. Chaim, it's clear in the Pasuk that Aharon wasn't alive. What's the pshat? Because it probably happened at the end of the 40 years. They're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, Tachlis. Now they want to make sure that they're going to Yarshin Achelik. Freak the Arachayim, that it comes out then, if that's the case, that when Aharon HaKohen died, he did not know the halacha that a daughter is supposed to Yarshin, but mokum that there's no ben. And the Arachayim says, how is it possible? Kefizeh Mesa Aharon Choser Yediyas HaToyre Bepratin Zeh. And this is the part of the punchline of the Reish Lakish's kasha. Says, can't be. Aharon HaKohen didn't know a very important halacha in the Torah. Azoy fake Torah Chaim. Zok Torah Chaim. Zok Torah Chaim. The kasha is a toys. Why? Because the Gemara said, Shimon HaShakmuni. Tainid, that Avada don't make the mistake and think that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the basic halacha that a daughter is supposed to yashin. For Yedeya hoy Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew Shabnoi Slavchad Yoshasein. Avalei hoy Yedeya im noitleis chelak b'chayrin lav. Says the Arachayim Achidash Gadol. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know? Ruach HaKodesh? That's how he knew? Ain't Navi Rashoi L'chadesh. He can't be M'chadesh Dinim based on Ruach HaKodesh. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that a daughter is supposed to yash? So Rashbam already asks the kasha. The Rashbam says that he knew that a daughter is not worse than a son from the parsha of Yibum. He says it could be because if a man dies and he doesn't leave over a child, then there's a parsha. What if he leaves over a son? There's no Yibum. What if he leaves over a daughter? There's also no Yibum. So you see that a daughter is like a son. So if it's like a son regarding Yibum, we'll see later the Gemara is going to say such a taina, then in Yenachas, it should be the same way. Eternally, he says the Rashbam that it could be he knew it because the Gemara says that when the Yidden were in Mara, they got three mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs was Dinim. Dinim, Shabbos, and keep it over. But one of the mitzvahs they got was Dinim. Nichol and Dinim, says the Rashbam, maybe was the parsha of Nachlis. Either way, the Rashbam is mutching. He's not sure. How did Moshe Rabbeinu? Zokhtar Chaim HaKadosh, now we knew it. Well, everything was said on our Sinai. It's Pashut he knew it. Yeah, but how many that the parsha of Nachlis wasn't said on our Sinai? The Torah wrote it as a response to Tzlofcha to give them COVID. But Chalila to think that there was a parsha in the Torah that wasn't said on our Sinai. Now, what was Moshe Rabbeinu Sofik? Is Eretz Yisrael Muchsekesi? Or is he not Muchsekesi? Says, no, his lashon is, V'chassorin yediyas dover ze'ini chassorin dine Torah. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is if the whole parsha of Nachlis, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Aharon HaKohen died without knowing the parsha of Nachlis, that Torah Chaim can't be soivel. But that if you died with a shayla in this lumdus, and how you look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving Eretz Yisrael to the Ovis. Did he give it to the Ovis, so it's ready Muchsekes? Or maybe no, it was given to him more as a haftacha, but his descendants were the ones that were going to inherit it. That already doesn't bother the Aruch Haim HaKadosh.
From the standpoint of the Yemer of Akiva and Abelazah, they were Mechazesh Dvarim, so the Moshe didn't know. That the Rav Shem got back to their Shabbos.
Yesterday's Joshua.
So how do you understand that? Everything looked in the Torah Moshe got, but obviously it's part of the things that could be that the Aruch HaKadosh didn't know.
I don't know what
Rav Akiva Dash or not. I don't know.
He's saying this is the Shaila is really a more general Shaila, because you do find things like this.
It seems to me that they were Mechazesh things. Okay. The Torah they got from Moshe, of course.
What's that? And the Mekoshesh you have to learn up. That's true. This is in Parshas Pinchas. We have to look maybe in the Parshas of the Mekoshesh if he talks about it there. Al-Koponim, I'm telling you, the Rechaim HaKadosh Al-Asar, right here in Parshas Pinchas. But the Emes is a very important Maramakim regarding this Rechaim. And that's Ramban, in his Pirish and Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's in Shoyrish Rishon. If you want to look it up, it's Daf Yud Zayin in Shapsi Frankel. Either way, he's discussing over there, Machlekes Rishonim, where the mitzvahs derabbanan can be included in the minyan taryag, or mitzvahs derabbanan cannot be included in the minyan taryag. You do it, Rambam, Smag. They discuss, are mitzvahs derabbanan supposed to be included, or are they not supposed to be included? It says the Ramban that the emes says, I don't hear the shayla. Because we know, the Gemara says, that Dorish Rav Simloi, taryag mitzvahs, nitzavu b'nei Yisrael. Klai Yisrael got taryag mitzvahs. 611, they heard directly from Moshe. Anoichi v'loyia, they heard mipiakvura. 611 plus 2 is 613. The Yidden got 613 mitzvahs. Ramban says that he's seen many Gemaras that have the girsa, taryag mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael b'sinai. On Sinai, on Barak Sinai, they got 613 mitzvahs. Now, if you're going to tell me that you're supposed to include mitzvahs derabbanon, a mitzvah derabbanon they didn't get on Har Sinai, if they got in Har Sinai, then by definition, it's a mitzvah deraisa. What's a mitzvah derabbanon? It's something that was established later. So if they got taryag mitzvahs b'Har Sinai, Zokt Ramban, that girs in the Gemara, which he believes is the Ikka girsa, it ends this conversation. It's checkmate. Somebody had a meshubish digger girsa, and that's why he had a havamina, that maybe you can include the mitzvah derabbanan. But if you have the proper girsa, the shayla feinsich nishton. It's so poshit that it's 613 mitzvahs deraisa. But says the Ramban, it's not muchach. And he has three reasons why he believes it's not muchach. The one that's relevant to us is the second. And I'll read it to you inside. Vasheni, ki minaga chachomim b'talmud, v'gam b'toyru b'neviyim, this is the chiddush, even in Tanakh, shelo yochushu lohoitzi dover echa min haklal, v'yidabru al haroiv. Will say something as if everything I'm saying is true, when really it could be only the majority of it is true. Kinyan Shekosav, and he gives a few examples. Eilu b'nei Yaakov, ashiyula le'padan Aram. The Pasuk lists all the children of Yaakov, and it says that they were all born in Padan Aram. V'hine, says the Rabban, Chosha Binyamin. Binyamin, Yaakovinu's son, is one of the Shvatim that are mentioned as being one of Yaakov's children that were born in Padan Aram. V'loi noyla b'padan Aram. He wasn't born in Padan Aram. The Teretz is, Rav, Rakal Aroiv Yedaber. Most of Yaakov's sons were born in Padan Aram. V'chein, kol ha-nefesh ha-boli Yaakov Mitzrayim. Shivin, Yaakov Avinu went with his family. 70 nefashos went down to Mitzrayim. Ephraim, Menashe, and Yosef, says the Ramban, are included. Did they go with Yaakov from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim? They were living in Mitzrayim. Elamai, most of the 70 went with Yaakov to Mitzrayim. So we'll say it as if they all went together with Yaakov and Mitzrayim. Another one, something we spoke about not so long ago. Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Ashiyash of Mitzrayim. Shloshim shana v'arba me'e shana. The Yidden were in Mitzrayim 430 years. They weren't in Mitzrayim 430 years. The Cheshbon starts from the Brisbane Absarim. They were in Golis, Mishas, Leidus, Yitzchok. Bottom line is, they weren't in Mitzrayim 430 years. The Teretz is, the majority of the 430 years, maybe, even that's not so poshut, they were in Mitzrayim. And that's why Derech Roiv HaMoshe Ben Mitzrayim, maybe that's why the Torah mentions it as if they will. Zok the Ramban, it could be the same thing over here. Most of the 613 mitzvahs went Nitzdava B'Sinai, but they weren't all Nitzdava B'Sinai. It was only most of them. And Zok the Ramban, I'll prove to you that this is a richtige cheshbon, because there are mitzvahs that says the rices that every single one of them, they have mitzvahs, the chinuch, the smag, Reb Sadia Goyen, the Rambam, everybody has in their minyan mitzvahs. They're clearly mitzvahs, the rices. And they weren't said B'Sinai. For example, you have the parasha of Shtuye Yayin and the parasha of the Mishmoris. It was said to Aharon HaKoyen at a later date. Mitzvahs rabbis lay never B'Sinai, elav v'chas maisa, kigoyin din mekoshesh, ubnoi slavchot. You have the mekoshesh and you have the bnoi slavchot that weren't said B'Sinai, and still they're included in the Tayag mitzvahs. Nobody doesn't have them in the Tayag mitzvahs. Taryag mitzvahs nitzdavu b'tzinai. The Teretz is most of them were nitzdavu b'tzinai. And as long as most of them were b'tzinai, Zakhtar Man, that's enough for you to be able to talk as if all of them. Yidaber al pi harayv. There's nothing wrong with that. Al kaponim, state mefurish in Ramban, that the parasha was not said b'tzinai. It's nishvid arachayim HaKadosh. B'churin nishvid arachayim HaKadosh. So that's already, you're getting into the third argument to the Ramban. That's what the Ramban says, that even if mitzvahs derabbanon were technically said later, but being that on Har Sinai there was this general mitzvah that you have to listen to everything that the Rabbanon say, so it could be that's why you're allowed to say that it was never B'Sinai. Because even though Wash Negelvasser maybe wasn't said on Har Sinai, Shnias La'arayas weren't mentioned on Har Sinai, the Parsha Beruvi Chatzeris wasn't said on Har Sinai. Talk about some Lamdash Halachas. But if in Chloe, this idea of a Sisa Chalasha Yerucha, a saucer, that was said in Har Sinai. Any more?
No, with
Yom
Kippur, the second day.
What's that? Yeah.
Even Erev Tavshilin.
Right. Oh, I feel Erev Tavshilin, right. Erev Techumen, Erev Tavshilin. Al Kopanin. Yeah, yeah. Right, you just threw me off. Bottom line, yeah, it's all good. Bottom line is, so it seems we have an Arachayim HaKadosh where the Arachayim says, Yedeyahoyah Moshe. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know it? He knew it because he heard in Har Sinai. Because everything was said in Har Sinai. Kol Peroteo V'Tiktukeo. Everything was said in Har Sinai. It's not like a Ramban. The Ramban says, Mefurish, it's not true. The word mitzvah, the word said at Har Sinai. Either way, that's the first Ta'ara. Second aura is regarding this idea of Yedei Yehoya Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Bnei Slavchot was supposed to Yash. And again, the Kash is, how did they know? So the Rashbam, he grapples, he mutches, he's not sure. Maybe he was included in Dinim that when it's Tava B'mara. Maybe he knew it from the Parsh of Yibum. The Archaim says he Zicha heard it in Har Sinai. The Ramban says he Zicha didn't hear it in Har Sinai. So it's a real confusion. It's not clear exactly how he knew it. So I found a beautiful Maramachim, and that is the Hilgich Sam Sofer in the Shailos Tshuvos, Evin Ezer, Chelik Aleph, Simen Ayinvav. We actually once spoke out part of this Sam Sofer. At the time, we spoke at a real Lamda Shapar. We talked about Roivs and Chazakis, but in the spirit of today's daf, what's Negeya us is a much lighter part. The Shail over there was as follows. Uvda the Bey, the Uvda Hachi, Hava b'ish echador b'kfar asamuch. Any dovi for this? Sabbatish?
Sounds like in gear.
Sounds like he was in Hungary. Okay. Be'ir. Yeah. It's not a litter. He doesn't know. It was in the city of Sabbatish. There was a man who lived together with a family. And this man's children were all becheskas, that they were really his children. In fact, the children, when they would sign their names, their John Hancock was Ben Elio, that was the name of the father. When they would go for a Sefer Torah, it was Avram Ben Elio, that's how they would call him up. This man's Bechor, whose name was Avram, got up, he married his father's sister. The people went crazy. This is an everyday raisa. How in the world can you do something like this? And the shaila was brought to the Rav. Refers to him in the city of Sabatish, the Karla of Elio, and called him in. How do you let your son marry your sister? He's marrying Doidosa. It's us. The Heshiv, he told this Rav, he's not really my son. He's really my stepson. He's my wife's son. Hayishma Shachirim Yachtan Atzme B'Shem Balimoy. He says, you know, people have stepchildren, but they don't usually refer to their stepfather as father. They'll call them stepfather. They'll give them covet, but they should be called up to the Sefer Torah this way. And he told the Rav, I don't want to respond to that question. If you have any further questions, ask my wife. She'll tell you. So they went. They interrogated. They went to the wife, and she said, I'll be honest with you. I have to confess. When I was a penuria, when I was single, she had a child out of wedlock. Child was born, but she had a cover-up. She didn't want anyone to know that she had this child. So the child was adopted, or started growing up, in the house of Rav Moshe Melamed, who lived in Presburg. When the child was 4 years old, she said, I married this Elio, and he was maskim to raise the child. And they made believe that it was his son. And push it for the busha factor, the kid always walked around acting as if this Elio is his father. But he's not really his father. And it's for that reason he has a right to now go ahead and marry the father's sister. Either way, the Rav, this was already maybe above his pray grade. I mean, the Chassam Sofer calls him Oira Goyla, but he sent the Shiloh to the Chassam Sofer, and he told the Chassam Sofer he needs a psak. So it's fascinating how the Chassam Sofer goes in and he does his diligence on the Shiloh. He found out that it's true that there was a son that was by Rav Moshe Melamed for these 4 years. And he found out that when this Elio married this woman, there was definitely a child that came into the marriage. But at the end of the day, the Chassam Sofer, although a lot of the facts were lining up, he was still a little bit uncomfortable because he didn't know for sure that this was that son. Lamaisa, it was a big shayla. But what's negeyle in your name, says the Chassam Sofer, hine rishon tchila neimar. Masha hirish malosoi. The premise of the shayla was that they all held it was poshet that this son can't be a stepson. He must be a biological son, because when he gets called up to the Sefer Torah, it was Avram Ben Elio, not Ben, whoever his real father was. And he signs his name that way, and he walks around talking about his father as if he's a father. He says, L'chayre lo yodati kol ha-rashazeh, ha-likose b'tshuvas maimini. The tshuvas maimini says a dover niflo, in a very halachic context. He says, we know the Gemara says, kol megadol yosem v'yisoyim b'teich beisoy, ma'alol v'akosov kilu yodoy. So the bottom line is, this Elio raised this child. If he's raised him, it's ma'alol of kilu yodoy. So if it's ma'alol of kilu yodoy, even Chazal may be viewed it as if he's his child. So if Chazal viewed it as if it's his child, is there anything wrong with the child feeling that hergish? Certainly in a context of chiba. But then he says, I'll prove it to you even more. Because the pasuk in the parsha of the Nachlois, when it goes through all the shvatim, who yarshin who, so the pasuk over there says, V'shem bas osher serach. That osh serach bas osher, we all know serach bas osher, she yarshined together with the Nachlois. Now the Ramban over there on that pasuk brings that the Targum Unkelus says on that pasuk, Veshem bas osher serach, Veshum bas itas osher serach. Serach wasn't Osher's daughter. Now you know the rest of the story. Serach was Osher's stepdaughter. Osher had a wife. This wife had a daughter from a previous marriage, and that daughter from the previous marriage, his name was Serach. And says the Ramban, it has to be that way. You know why it has to be that way? The Unklus has to be right. Because the Imloi came, Ma'inyin Abbas, B'neich Le'yoretz. Why would Serach Bas Osher have Yarshin? Osher had children, sons. Bishloim if Osher had no sons. So Serach Bas Osher is like the B'neich Slof. She now is going to go ahead, and she's now going to Yarshin. But Usher did have sons. It's before in the pasuk, Baruch Mibanim Usher. The Usher had sons. So if Usher had sons, so why in the world is Sarah Yashani? The teretz is Sarah must not be Usher's daughter. Sarah must be Usher's stepdaughter. Sarah's biological father did not have any sons, and it's for that reason that she gets to Yashin. Al Koponim says, V'chsam Sofer, you see in this Ramban, that we know Sarah bas Usher as if Sarah is the daughter of Usher. She must have considered herself to be Usher's daughter, but in reality, we know from this Cheshbon of the Ramban that she's really a stepdaughter. She's really not a daughter. So you see clearly, even not in the context of Chiva, even not in the context of Ahava, it's not in the context of Akoras HaToif, thank you so much for raising me. It's in a very benign, innocent context. Even over there, you see the Torah says, Serach, what's the pshat? Because call him a gadol yosef yosoyim abetoich beisoy, ma'al olav akosuf, kilu yodai. There's nothing wrong with that. So says the chsam soifer, ma kolarash. I don't understand it. Everyone's getting so bent out of shape because this Avram walked around as if he was Ben Elio. That's a raya that is his biological father. It's not muchach at all that he's his biological father. Abuzok the chsam soifer, it's amazing how the chsam soifer is discussing the shayla and Ebene Ezer, a shayla of a raya, is doing diligence. On, is it a daughter? Is it not a daughter? He says, well, if he is daiti, this is pshat. And all the Rishonim much over here, and Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Hesamad Aleph, the Rishonim want to know, your day ahoy of Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu Nusha, Bnoi Slavchad Yershasei. How did he know? Mechatesi. There are Rashbam, hems and haws, maybe it was Binim, maybe you know from the parish of Yibum, the Rechaim says it was an Arsinai, but the Rishonim are not masking to that. So, how did he know? It's like, now we knew from Serach Bas Asher. Because Serach Bas Asher was supposed to Yashin, right? What happened? After the whole Nachla, the whole parish of Nachla's, B'nai Slavcha, they don't get anything. So, Vatikravna, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they want to know what's going on. What about us? We're all chamamas akind. We will be a daughter, but we should get something. But Serach Bas Asher was going to yashin. Why was Serach Bas Asher yashin? He must be because there were no sons. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew already that the daughter was supposed to yashin for the fact that Serach Bas Asher got. What didn't he know? Pishnayim. That was the chelik that he didn't know. So B'derech Agav, in the middle of one of the most lamedish tshuvas you'll ever see in your life, the Chassam Sofer said, oh, by the way, B'derech Agav, I have a terrace full of Rishonim's kashas. But either way, that's the Chassam Sofer. Just also, again, in the spirit of B'derech Agav, so just can
I tell? Say that there were two Elios. This lady loved Elios. That Avram really blew the cover, no? That Avram really blew the cover.
Okay. Dovi? I have Dovi for backup. Yeah. So.
What
is the Al-Serach.
Uh-huh.
She was glad, clearly. Right. Fatah Miriam. Yeah. But either way, just one, I think, no brainer, Maramakim, and that is the Chochma Shloima. But Shloima Kluger, right in the beginning of Ebene Ezer, the Hine. Nistapakti. I always had a suffix. The Misha Gidol Yosef Yisoyim B'Toich Beisoy. Listen to this. If someone's Megadol Yosef Yisoyim B'Toich Beisoy, Im Nechshav Zeh, one second. Im Nechshav Zeh Ki Im Pruvu. If someone's Megadol Yosef Yisoyim B'Toich Beisoy, is he Mekayim the Mitzvah Pruvu? Is the Mitzvah Taseh Dei Raisa Pruvu? Let's say someone wasn't Mekayim Pruvu, biologically, but he was Megadol Yosef Yisoyim B'Toich Beisoy. Is he Mekayim Pruvu or not? Kiv Domru Chazal Megadol Yosef Yisoyim B'Toich Beisoy B'Alavas Gidol Yoldo Im Ken Yesh Loimar Dahavi Nami Kilu Kayim Pruvu. Where they discuss wherever you find in Shas that if you do this, it's as if you did that. How literally are you supposed to take that? It's literally as if you did it, or it's nechshav somewhat keilu you did it, but it's not mamish as if you did it. How do you view that kofadimyan? It's ke'ilu mamish or it's not? So if it's ke'ilu mamish, then l'chura, why shouldn't you be mekayim the mitzvah puravu? If it's not ke'ilu mamish, then maybe not. There's a chidah somewhere that says that a stepchild or someone that's raised by somebody else has a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa to be mekayim, keep it on aim. Based on this, we spoke about this in Ksubas Kuf Gimel, Hizaru b'kfayt imchem, Rebbe told his sons, fayt gemara, kfayt imchem d'iraisa, he meant their stepmother. You see, it's referred to as imchem. So he said, again, this idea, the Chassam Sofer is looking at it from the daughter's perspective. It'd be considered bas, serach bas asher. You see in the gemara over there in Ksubas from the mother's perspective. Hizaru b'kfayt imchem, either way, dvarm neflan.
Just then also.
What's that?
Couldn't marry his aunt then also.
Well, he shouldn't be able to if it's mamish to erva. So just two other light ha'aras regarding the parish of Netzlovcha. Then we'll go vayt and we'll speak out some more heavier aid. And that is Alpin Cheshman. And that is I saw in the Megadim Chadashim in Parshas Pinchas, he brings from the Sefer Divrei Torah. Shamati b'shem Agoyin Hakodesh Bal Minchas Chinuch. Zchus Yogar Aleinu. That when the Minchas Chinuch became Rav in Tarnopol, so right after he became Rav, there was a Yid that came to him and he told him, he says, imagine this, the Minchas Chinuch is a candidate to become Rav. He went for a Prava and apparently it wasn't a layup. It wasn't so poshut that he was going to become Rav. And there was a big tumult. So this one Yid came to the Minchas Chinuch and he told him, you should know that I was the one that advocated on your behalf. I made sure that you would get this shteller in Tarnopol. And the Chinuch was very makatoiv. He appreciated it. Thank you very much for allowing me. By the way, the Chassidim know the Minchas Chinuch. I remember my Zayda, Zolzayn Gezunt, he used to always say, Minchas Chinuch, oh, the Tarnopol of the roof. So they knew him as the Rav in Tarnopol. That's where he was Rav. But Al Kapanin, so Yeshiva is the Minchas Chinuch. But Tarnopol of the roof. So he told him then that Grace Yashikoyach, he really appreciated it. A short while later, there was a Din Torah where this guy was one of the parties in the Din Torah. And the Minchas Chinuch said, I can't pass in the Shiloh. He says, because here you told me about all this tremendous hatava that you did for me. It's a bechin of Sheikh Hadvarim, even though it was kaidim the Din Torah. So that already Minchas Chinuch had a pilpul. He told him, I'm pasul. I can't go ahead and do it. But then he went, got up. And he said, "Ka'es nisyashav liapsukim v'parshas Pinchas." Said it always bothered me. In Parshas Pinchas, the Bnei Slavchad come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they tell him, "Avinu meis b'midbar. Our father died in the midbar." V'hulay haya b'toycha eda al hanayodim al Hashem b'adas koyrach kibichet neis. But the Minchas Chinuch gevrag. Who cares? Moshe Rabbeinu cares if their father was involved or wasn't involved. Hatefashtanet said the Minchas Chinuch. He knew exactly what they were trying to say. My father had your back. He was one of your guys. He had your back. He wasn't part of the Das Kairach. He wasn't part of the Das Miragma, like the Gemara said. He has you. So what happened when they came to him afterwards with a Shiloh? Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I'm impossible. I can't pass in the Shiloh." Vayakiv Moshe as Mishpatim. He turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "I'm possible. I can. Because now that you told me that you were one of my supporters, it's for that reason I'm not able to do it." One other interesting thing that Megadol Chadashim brings, he brings from the Sefer Gan Hadassim, that they once asked Harava Kodesh Baal Bnei Yisoscha Zeichet Zadik B'Kosh L'Shavrocha. He said, Heichem Merum is B'Toyra Masha Amru Chazal Al Tar B'Sich Anisha. Somebody once asked the Bnei Yisoscha, how do you know in the Torah? Is there a remez anywhere? Al Tar B'Sich Anisha. So he said, a Dover Nifla. He said that if you look in Parashas Baal Yisra, the Parasha Pesach Sheni, so the people that were Tmeim L'Nefesh, they come to Moshe. What are we supposed to do? We couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. We're supposed to bring. We're not supposed to bring. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. So he tells him, "Imdu ve'eshma ma'isav Hashem eschem." Wait here 1 second. Moshe Rabbeinu has a direct line. Rashi says, "Ashrei yelud isha." Wow, how praiseworthy, how fortunate is Moshe Rabbeinu that whenever he wanted, hayyachol ledaber imashchina. He tells him, "Wait here 1 second. Let me go ahead and find out." But the Bnei Yisoscha gezog that right here when the Bnei Yisrofchot come, "Vami yigar Hashem avinu b'teich mishpachti ki eloi ben tonal lano chuzot b'teich three psukim of Bnei Yisrofchot vayakriv Moshe es mishpatim l'fnei Hashem." Why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Bnei Yisrofchot the same thing he told the Tmei Lenefesh? "Imdu ve'eshma ma'isav Hashem." There he was talking to man. Man, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the man. But over here he was talking to the Bnei Slavchot. He didn't say a word. He heard? Vayakriv Moshe es mishpatim l'fnei Hashem. He went right to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mekayim. This Inyan. What's that? About...
Shout out to
the other. What's that? That's right, that's what that, right, that's Pashup Shah. That's Pashup Shah. That's Pashup Shah.
That's Alan.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what it means.
For that, you don't have to be the Mechas Chinuch to learn the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Vatamoidno, lefnei Moshe, v'lefnei Elazar, Akoyim, v'lefnei Anisiyim, v'chol Eidah. So they didn't just present the Shiloh to Moshe Rabbeinu. It seems like they presented it to everybody. Moshe, Elazar, Akoyim, the Nesiim, kol Eidah. Fake the Gemara. Efshah, amdu lefnei Moshe, v'lei amru lehem dover, v'amdu lefnei Anisiyim. I mean, go in order. It sounds like they asked Moshe. Moshe didn't know. No, maybe Elazar's going to know. Elazar didn't either know. The Nesiim. Then they started stopping people on in the street. Says the Gemara, Elasaris Hamikra V'Darsheo. You have to reverse it. First they ask Kol Eidah, then they ask the Nesiim, then they ask the Elazar HaKohen, and in last They asked Moshe Rabbeinu, "Abchanu nama mishum Rabbi Eliezer bebeis medrash shoy yoshim." They were sitting in beis medrash. V'holchu v'omdu lefnekum. They went and they asked everybody at the same time. The Michael Mifli, what's the machlokes? Mar Sovar cholkin kapel the tabel makom rab. Mar Sovar in cholk. The shaila was, are you allowed to ask the Talmud if the Rav is there? Abchanin's pshat suggests that the Bnei Slavchod went into beis medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu was there, and again Moshe Rabbeinu was there. They didn't dafka ask it to Moshe. They asked it to everybody. That means they're being chilek covered. The Talmud bin Makom Rav. Rav Yoshia hold in Cholkin covered the Talmud bin Makom Rav. So they would have had no right to present it to everybody at the same time. Must be they presented it one at a time. It sounds like first Moshe. So you have to flip the order. Sarei Samikra v'Darsheil. Do it in the reverse order. Abachanan held in the name of Rabbi Eliezer Gadol that no, you're allowed to be chayla cover the Talmud b'makom Rav. So it's not a kashuf. You went and did it in that way. Says the Gemara v'Hilchas Acholkin. The halacha is you can be chayla cover the Talmud b'makom Rav. V'Hilchas Einchalkin. And the halacha is you can't be chayla cover the Talmud b'makom Rav. Fake the Gemara kash Hilchas Hilchas. So the Gemara. If you find that the Rebbe gives cover to the Talmud in front of him, then you're allowed to give cover to the Talmud as well. But if you don't find anywhere that the Rebbe gives cover to the Talmud, then you're not allowed to. So that's the halacha. Hilchas Acholkin, if the Rebbe is mechaber the Talmud. Hilchas Einchalkin, if you don't find that the Rebbe is mechaber the Talmud. Bnei Slavcha, Chachmoni Yosem, Darshani Yosem, Tzidkoni Yosem. The Bnei Slavcha, they were very wise. They knew how to darsh and psukhi HaTorah, and they were also a tzadekis. Chachmoni Yosem, Shalifisha Dibru. Because they were very clever, they were astute. They were shrewd in terms of the timing, Dover v'itay matoy, that they pounced and they asked this question. Meaning they had this shaila brewing for a very, very long time. But they were waiting for an opportune time to present it to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was learning Yevamis. Shenemar, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. And he was darshaning the pasuk, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. Amar lo, they told him, im keben anu chashuvim, t'no lonu nachle gebet. He said, Mamonish. I see in the parasha of Yibum that if a man dies and he leaves over a child, a son, a ben, then there is no Yibum. If there's no ben, then there is Yibum. Now, we're not a ben, we're a bas. I'm not sure, said the Bnei Slavchot, if a bas is a ben or if a bas isn't a ben. But they came with a mamon of shachtaina. Im keben anu chishuvim, if a bas is like a ben, t'nalonu nach like a ben. That was their taina. Vama yugar Hashem avinu. Give us a Yerusha. And im lav, if kavod. And if not, if we're not like a ben, tisyaba mimenu. Then l'chura, our mother, should require yibum. Because there was a ben Eloi. There were five daughters, but there was no son. Miyad vayakim moishas mishpatim lufnei Hashem. Darshoni is saying, what was their drasha? Shayu imris. They said ilo hayu loy ben loy dibarnu. They made it very clear that we're only coming because there was no son. How did they know if there was a son? Because the pasuk says, and ben Eloi vavartem snachlas elabitoi. Which the drush is, if there would be a son, then obviously the son would yarshin. So you see, they were darshoni is. They knew how to darshin the pasuk. The pasuk hadn't been given yet. Tesis kasha. But Tanya bas faith the gemara. There was a brisa that said that they said, had there been a daughter, we wouldn't have came. Now the Rashbam speaks that right away. The Maksha doesn't need no pshat in this Brisa. Usually when the Maksha asks from a Brisa, he says, how could you say that? Doesn't the Brisa say not that way? I'm right, you're wrong. No, that the Rashbam says, the Maksha over here also knows there's no pshat in this Brisa. Bnei Slavchot are coming and saying, listen, if my father had a daughter, we wouldn't be here. But what does that mean? They're the daughter. Rabbi Yermia Sami Mikan Bas. Just get rid of that brisa. Abaye Amar, or take the word basad and replace it with ben. Abaye said no. What they were saying was, I feel how you bas le ben lo dibarnum. What they were saying was that had my father Tzlofchad had a son who had a daughter, I would have understood based on sugis of last week that we had no makom tiyarsim because a basa ben has kedima. The ben is yerush pekever, so the granddaughter comes before the daughter, but he doesn't have a granddaughter either. Zokti Gemara Tzidkoni Yosem. How do you know they were Tzidkoni Yosem? Nisu Elo LaHagunim, because they only married people that were Anashim Hagunim. And this next Gemara is a beautiful classic Agadah Gemara. Gemaras that we've seen together with a lot of really nice raid, but we'll save that for tomorrow. But just before we conclude, we'll just end on one slightly lumbish note, and that is that this Gemara is just another layer, another Maromar. Malachim, to something that we've spoken about so many times. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael. V'zaracha etein, v'zaracha nosati, kumis alich ba'aretz, l'orkul l'rach b'kilucha. Did Hashem physically give Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu? Or did Hashem not physically give Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu? He only promised Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu. But ultimately, Eretz Yisrael became in the possession of the Yidden when the Yidden themselves entered Eretz Yisrael. We've spoken about Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara learns out that a guy who bows down to a Yid's thing, he could make that thing Aser. He can make it Avodah Zarah. I ain adam oiser davar she'ena shaloi. But we learn it out from Klaius, from the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they were Muzer. Asherem Tisrof Meish. What do you mean Asherem Tisrof Meish? Frank the Gemara, it's all belong to the Yidden. It's Yerushim Yaveseim. How could the Goyim, by worshipping the Asheris, have made it Aser Bano? Elomai, they have a koich to make it Aser Bano. Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara's not sure how did the Yidden bring the first carbon omer? Ksircha mamrachmano, v'loitzir akum, bava basur davkuf. We learn that king and hiloch from the fact that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they were from the fact that Avraham Avinu was kind Eretz Yisrael. Kumis alich baretz, la'arku l'rachba, kilochanat nena. Mitzad sheni, you have kedushan davcha vava min alich. The Gemara learns out, kini chazaka, from v'yirashtemba, v'yishavtemba, that Klal Yisrael, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were kind Eretz Yisrael. It's mashma that Avraham Avinu didn't have Eretz Yisrael, that the Yidden were first kind Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Rashi and Parshas Lachlach. Rashi says that the Roye Loy thought that they were allowed to take from all the produce that was in Eretz Yisrael at the time. Why? Because Avram had no children, so the only Yairish was light, so they felt that they had a schuss to it. But Rashi says, Vaknani Vaprizi Yaz Yoish Ba'aretz, that it wasn't theirs yet, because it didn't have an Eretz Yisrael. It's true there was a Haftacha one day. It's mashma, it wasn't theirs. Then you have Rashi Pashas Chayisar, Gervatoish of Anarchi. If you want, that's Lenu Badin. You see, Avram Avinu did have a right to take it. Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephraim, Akoponim, the place that tells us Kasha, but we have a new Maramah. We have Bava Basra Davkof Yotes. And the context over here is a real Yesh Neichelmiga context, where the Gemara is discussing it in the context of whether or not the Bnei Slavcha, who were yarshining their father's Slavchot's chelek b'nichsei chefer, being that Slavchot was a Bechot, technically he was entitled to Vishnai, but ain't a Bechot not to be Roy kibbe muchsik. So how do you view Slavchot? Do you view him as a muchsik, or do you view him as a Roy? If Eretz Yisrael is already muchsekasi, then you view him as a muchsik. If Eretz Yisrael is not muchsekes, then you would have to view it as Roy, in which case, and in fact the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Rabbeinu HaGadol, had this suffix. He wasn't sure, and that was the Vayakriv es Mishpatim lefnei Hashem. It was this Shiloh, this Graysim Avucha that the Mishnah Melech and the Rishonim discussed in different places. What's that?
Hashem answered it.
Hashem answered it, right? Which is the Maskanas Lagamar. So you would see him at first glance, you have the answer. Either way, but I'll just tell you, it's not Erechanami. You're asking very good. I mean, this is from the big Mavuchas, from the Chakiris Hayaduas. But in Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, I'll just tell you one Chiddush. That is that the Beis Halevi and Chelek Aleph, the end of Tshuva, Chof Aleph. He's discussing over there, Kinyan Chazaka. Kinyan Chazaka. So we know a Yid has Kinyan Chazaka. A Goy does not have Kinyan Chazaka. Right? Remember we spoke at the Mishmalach's Kasha. Mishmalach wrote a raya that Avraham Avinu had a din of Yisrael from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Avraham Avinu was Koyin Eretz Yisrael b'Chazaka. The Rambam says that a Goy ain't like Chazaka. So if Goy ain't like Chazaka, so how in the world was he able to be kind of a Kinyan Hiloch, which is a form of Kinyan Chazaka? Says the Beis HaLevi, Ro'isi lahamakna b'mesechtis kedushan daf yudal shekosav v'gevalde gechidish. That not only does a Goy not have Kinyan Chazaka, but even a Yid who does have Kinyan Chazaka only has Kinyan Chazaka if he is buying something, he's acquiring something from a Yid. So if a Yid has been kinder from a Yid, the Makna is a Yid and the Koin is a Yid, then you're going to have Chazaka. But if the Makna is a Goy, then even if the Koin is a Yid, he's not going to have Chazaka. So just like a Goy can't be kinder by Chazaka when he's kinder from a Yid or from a Goy, a Goy ain't like Chazaka, as they state in Rambam, the Makna says that if the Makna is a Goy, even if the coin is a Yid, he's also not going to be able to have Chazok. What's the Pshat? Zokta, the Pshat is Givaldi. Ubehektin, the Marit's Kasha. Marit asks, we've spoken at this Kasha a few times, that Gemara Kedushin Chavav and Aleph says, that how do you know Kinyi Chazok? Nechosim Shiesh Al-Machray, such as Karka, is Niknis, Bekesef, Bishtar, Bechazok. Says Gemara, how do you know that it's Niknis Bechazok? Says the Gemara, you learn it out from the Yidden. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, V'yirashtem ba V'yishavtem bo. You're going to conquer the land. You're going to make yeshiva. But me'yirashtem, says the Gemara, b'yeshiva, b'yeshiva. So you see the Yidden were koin Eretz Yisrael, b'yeshiva. Freak the marit. The Yidden had to be koin Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is muchzakas in me'avay se. Well, the Basra Kufu test. All the Marama Koimis that suggests that Eretz Yisrael already belonged to Avram Avinu. So how could you tell me that they went ahead and they were being koina Eretz Yisrael? As I freak the marit. Says the Beis Halevi, la'niyas da'iti kushimei karalesa. I think the catch is the toys. He says Eretz Yisrael was muchzek asim me'avisei. That's true. But what does that mean? That means that each yochid who was going to Yarshan, a chelik, Eretz is so pashut, a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, his chelik was already mevur. His piece, what each one of the Bnei Slavchot were going to get when they entered Eretz Yisrael, that was already Muchzek Kasim Avraham Avinu. Of course not. What does it mean? It means Ba'ifin Kloli, on a macro level, Eretz Yisrael belonged to who? It belonged to Klal Yisrael. It belonged to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Koinet. But in terms of each Yochid, each individual, what he was going to get, says the Beis Halevi, it's Pashut that he didn't have. When did they get that? They got to when they entered Eretz Yisrael. They went into Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, "V'yirashtem moisa, v'yishavtem ba, b'mayirashtem b'yeshiva." They were kind of b'chazaka. That was the chazaka. It says, by the way, l'fizet miyushiv akushis achreinim. The achreinim are very bothered that in halacha it's brought down that yeshiva to settle on a piece of property is actually not a chazaka. Chazaka has to be no gadol paratz. You have to do a tikkun. You actually have to do something. Just to sit down on the couch, that's not kinyan chazaka. Chazaka means you have to be misakin something. So makshim achroinim brings the Beis Halevi that how could the Yidden have been koina be yeshiva l'chura? Yeshiva is doch nish kan kinyan. Zok the Beis Halevi, because it's brought down a chesh mishpat simin kuf nun vav, that two partners that own something, and right now there's like gaza brera matziv, and they want to be mevar. What's going to be Reuven's chelik? And what's going to be Shimon's chelik? So over there, you could be koina b'chazaka, but that chazaka works afilu b'hiloch, afilu b'yeshiva. Zok the Beis Halevi gavaldik. The Yidden didn't have to be koina Eretz Yisrael b'etzem, because Eretz Yisrael was already muchzekasi. What were they doing? They would be mevar. Which chelik belongs to Reuven? Which chelik belongs to Shimon? Which chelik belongs to Levi? That's like two shutvin that want to be mevar. Which is going to be my chelik? Which is going to be your chelik? That's something they could do even with an inferior quality type chazaka. That's something they'd be able to do. Al kaponim, zok the Beis Halevi. I'm going to tell you now a makna. Zok the makna goy ein lechazaka. Why is it goyin like chazaka? Because we learn how chazaka from Yerushna, the Yeshavtimba. Zok the Machta, even a Yid that has chazaka, it's only if he's kind of from a Yid. But if he's kind of from a goy, not. What's the pshat? It's for the same reason that a goyin like chazaka. Because when the Yidden got Eretz Yisrael, when they entered the land, who were they being kind of the land from? Who was the Machna? Was the Machna the Umais? It was the Knanim? That's what you would have thought. It wasn't the Knanim. The Machna really was themselves. It belonged to Klal Yisrael. It was Muchzek, as he may have said. In fact, they really didn't have to make a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael as a nation. What they needed was each person, Levara Chelkoi, he had a Ba'ifan Prati, go ahead and make a kinyan. That's a Yisrael being koina from a Yisrael. Oh, Yisrael being koina from a Yisrael. That's the Makar to Kinyan Chazaka. Just like the Rambam said, a Goy ain't a Chazaka. Because the Makar is Klal Yisrael. So it's not Muchach that a Goy has a Chazaka. High timer, even a Yisrael that does have chazaka, he's only going to have chazaka if he's kind of from a Yid, because that is the Makar. The Makar is Eretz Yisrael, which already belonged to the Jews, and now each individual Jew is being kind of from the mother nation. That's Yisrael being kind of a Yisrael, and it's for that reason, it's only in that context that Kinyan Chazaka is going to work.